Blog Talk Radio.
Art Bell has gone to bed. Rush Limbaugh won't be awake for hours. You have arrived at the Commute Faster Energy Hour. Energy. There comes a time when all good men come to realize that that disturbing hacking cough is not caused from years of smoking, because they never smoked a day in their life. No, we can thank big oil, coal, and nuclear waste for polluting the air we breathe and the water we drink. But now, bringing solutions to the monopoly-caused energy crisis. And coming to you from his remote location in exile, deep in a salt mine just outside Death Valley, kind of living out my own near-death experience, I'm your energy expert and host, Ken Rasmussen, occasionally called Late Night Leroy.
Okay, greetings, listeners. This is Ken Rasmussen, occasionally known as Late Night Leroy, here. We've got a special program today, and we're doing a few things on the fly here, and we had some last-minute changes, which is going to actually turn this into a two-part program. I believe we've got Nora on the phone. Nora, are you there? Yeah, we're testing our connection here. Nora, I'm not sure, are you able to hear me or not? Okay, it sounds like we don't have a solid connection here. I'm not hearing Nora. Which leads to the second part. Things were developing at the event today that Nora asked me late this morning if I could proceed with a second program. So what we're going to do is just give you a brief synopsis of what's happening at the event there at the Swedish Embassy in Washington, D.C., and then tomorrow we'll get back on, hopefully with a better connection than we've got today, and we'll give you a full report on the event. Now, my sources had given me some hints that there was going to be a major announcement today. Now, apparently that is not the case, but what is happening at the Swedish Embassy is we've got a country, Sweden, that is extremely interested in clean energy technologies, and they seem to be at the forefront of pushing not only their country but promoting clean technologies throughout the world. So they've sponsored this event there at their embassy in Washington, D.C. The original intent was to have inventors locally here in this country come and show off what technologies they've got. Now, I'm still not clear as exactly what is on display back there. And let me check my connection one more time here. Nora, I am seeing your phone number showing up on my screen, but I can't hear you. Are you there? All right, now just in case you've called in from a different number, I'm going to mute the area code I recognize, and let me bring in, I think we have a caller from area code 415. Let me open that line. Is there a caller in area code 415?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. As you, if you've heard my opening remarks here, things are kind of changing by the minute here on the event. Yeah, what state are you calling from?
I'm from Northern California.
Northern California, okay. Did you have a question for Nora? As I just said in my intro here, it looks like we're going to have to turn this into a two-part program. And by the way, the next program will be scheduled 1 hour later tomorrow afternoon, and I'm hoping we'll get our connections better.
Well, but, I don't see any information. I mean, I didn't see anything I recognize, so I would love to phrase a question. What is it? Is this a hydroxy thing?
Yeah, it will be reporting on an event that's being sponsored by the country of Sweden at their embassy in Washington, D.C., specifically on the subject of water, water energy, water purity. So it's a lot of things framed around water.
Great.
So, yeah, I'm sorry if we're all sounding a little confused here because,
That's all right.
I say, things are changing minute by minute, and trying to throw together a live report from a distant location is not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
All right.
So thanks for your interest, caller. I'd ask you to tune in tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have our act together, and we'll be able to give you some more coherent answers.
I got another question for you if you have a second.
Yeah.
I've been listening to some of these, which I really appreciate you putting these on. What would one of them that would actually have some really data that I can really use? A lot of them, I've listened to most of it, and there wasn't a lot to learn from it. Are there any of them that have some really rich information I can really use?
If you heard my first couple of programs where I interviewed, James Roby from the Kentucky Water Fuel Museum. We were talking about history there, and he got so excited about this format, he started his own program. So I don't know if you've heard any of his shows
yet. Yeah, I have.
But he has pretty much taken the ball and run with it on the specific technology of hydroxy, which is another form of electrolysis of water.
Right.
To efficiently break water down into hydrogen and oxygen. So for the few listeners who are not familiar with the term, that's what we're talking about here. So James has really done more specific shows on the specific technology of it. I am aiming, if you've heard the shows I've done thus far, I'm really digging into the political consequences of bringing a clean energy to market, simply because I've had some sour experiences myself. I don't know if you heard or read the news story that hit my team, but I had organized a group of ex-aerospace engineers to go to work on the task, about 4 or 5 years ago. And as we were proceeding, and we didn't even have anything working yet, we had some promising benchtop experiments. We didn't even have a regular product. And suddenly one of my engineers gets run off the road by a black Lincoln Town car.
Right.
A couple of thugs jump out with automatic weapons and told us to stop the project. And I'm going, what project? Who told you what we were working on? And we hadn't even announced anything, just that they had been monitoring our cell phones.
Wow.
So that has gotten me more interested in the politics of getting clean energy to market than the actual bare-bones technology itself. Now, I might be doing some shows on specifics in the future, so please keep me in mind. Please keep checking in. But James Roby has done more specifics on it than I have.
And speaking of politics, you heard what the feds is trying to keep California from doing? Hear about this?
What are they doing now?
California is trying to have tighter fuel standards, and the EPA is keeping California from doing that.
The most shameful thing that I know of happening here in California, I'm in Central California myself,
mm-hmm.
is I know of an experimenter by the name of Ty Robinson,
uh-huh.
who converts vehicles over to run on hydrogen.
Right.
And when he converted an H2 Hummer to run on hydrogen and took it into a smog test center in California, the computer kicked it back and refused it. It accused the operator of not connecting the equipment properly. Because obviously you burn hydrogen in an engine, you've got nothing but water vapor coming out.
Right.
And the equipment wouldn't believe that. So the bottom line here is it's impossible to get a smog certificate to complete your license tags here in California simply because the equipment is not even programmed to measure clean stuff yet.
Wow.
So that is a major political setback here in California. So yeah, we can talk green all we want, and all the tree huggers and such just kind of embarrass us with the bizarre direction they take the politics. Because
right.
when those of us who truly are concerned about the environment, I don't like breathing diesel fumes any more than anybody, and I want to get some clean energy out there.
Absolutely.
So those of us who are trying to do something about it, we run into brick wall obstacles with local or state government or federal that say, no, you can't do that.
It's almost like the Republic of Oil. It's like the oil's running
well,
the government, not the government.
It is. In fact, I would draw your attention to my energy website. I don't know if you're familiar with commutefaster.com. And you can click on the energy button up there is my energy news page, which is not a daily news service. I update it as I find things, which is about every other day or so. But I just started a blog recently, and one of my more, I think it's the last blog, long, lengthy article I wrote. I discovered something that nobody else has ever made popular yet. We have heard the rumors that as soon as a new energy comes out, that the inventor immediately gets confronted by somebody from government telling him that, no, you can't do that, that that would be disruptive to the economy.
Right.
And hogwash like that. Okay, thus far that has been a legend. Now, it did happen to Paul Zegoras over there
right.
in
Massachusetts.
He was an inventor who got something that was just barely over unity. I'll acknowledge him for that. It was
right.
not a high performer, but he had something that worked. And just one day after he goes and sells his technology to who knows who, he gets visited by two spooks in suits and driving a Chevy Suburban with dark windows, claiming to be from government, although they didn't exactly specify what department they were from, and they really didn't even show any credentials, just
right.
the suits in the car. All right, well, they told him that such a technology would be disruptive and he can't really mass market it.
Right.
Okay, well, I found out there was an executive order written in 1996 by, of all people, Bill Clinton, that did set up such a thing. Now, I can't recite it from memory, but I will point you to my blog, and my blog lists the exact executive order, and you can go read it yourself.
How do I find it?
So this
it?
Has been some... pardon?
How do I find it on your blog?
It's in the first story, and I do have a hypertext link in the story somewhere. I ramble off on about three or four different points in it, so you kind of have to speed read the whole article there. But wherever you see the word Bill Clinton, you'll see that I have a link to that executive order right next to it.
Okay.
So we see that as some of us conspiracy monitors have been feeling for some time, Bill Clinton and the Bushes have been business partners for years.
Wow.
And they've really set up the government to suppress clean energy. So, I'm glad you gave me a chance to spout off on that, but that is a serious matter. So I've got a mountain of information there on my website, and it's worth your time to thumb through what I have there, both on the energy page and on the blog. And to get to the blog, you just kick on the blue button up there at the top of either the energy page or my front page. It says blog, talk show, or energy, and the energy is the energy news site.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you're doing this. Keep up the great work.
Okay, and what was your first name?
Philip.
Philip? Okay, thanks, Philip. I appreciate your intelligent call-in. Starting this talk show format, I never know who's going to ring in, but I'm glad we got a good, productive question there.
Absolutely.
And I see I've got, I'm going to try to connect with Nora here. So Philip, we'll say goodbye to you, and I'm going to try to jump over to Nora. So thanks for calling in, and tune in again tomorrow for hopefully a better program. Okay, bye. All right, I'm going to click the button and try to bring Nora. Nora, are you there? Yeah, Nora, I'm seeing your number, and for I don't know why, but your voice is not coming in to me. Now, as anybody listening to this in the archive, I did get one caller from Northern California, Philip. But unfortunately, my main guest for the program today, we just can't get that connection on. So what I need to do is wrap up the program right now and ask anyone listening to please tune in tomorrow, and we'll try to get our connections working then. And Nora will give us a wrap-up of what the country of Sweden has succeeded in throwing together there at an event that they call the Blue Salon, that's currently being held today, Saturday and Sunday, June 16 and 17, at the Swedish Embassy in Washington, D.C. So, again, we thank you for tuning in today. I'm sorry for the delay, but we have to turn this into a two-parter. So we'll sign off and roll the closeout music, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks much.